Good
Okay.
morning. This is the BOE hearing. Today is Thursday, June 20th, 2024. The hearing is for petition E-226-23. The appellant is Eagle Rock LLC for parcel number 1-1188-101-3301-003. The Board of Equalization is a quasi-judicial body, which means having to do with powers to make legal decisions consistent with other federal and state boards and commissions. The board and the assessor's office are independent of each other. The role of this board is to review the evidence and testimony provided by both parties and determine the fair market value of the property as of January 1st of the 2023 assessment year for taxes payable 2024. Washington state law presents presumption of correctness to the assessor. The burden is on the appellant to prove the evaluation is correct to a legal standard of clear, cogent, and convincing. This hearing is recorded and all testimony is under oath. As clerk of the board, I will now ask you to affirm your testimony by raising your right hand and taking the oath. Do each of you who are testifying today affirm that the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes. I so affirm.
Following this hearing, the board will meet to weigh all the evidence and testimony and make a final determination. A written decision will be issued to you, which you should receive within 4 weeks. The decision is appealable to the State Board of Tax Appeals within 30 days of the date of the decision letter. The board is in receipt of all documentation provided by the appellant and the assessor, and the board has reviewed it. Chair.
Okay, this is a commercial appeal. We usually allow about an hour for these things. We would like to hear from the appellant first, then we'll hear from the assessor. We may have some questions back and forth along the way, and then we will adjourn and deliberate. So with that, you may proceed, appellant.
Proceed? Yeah. Okay. Through the evaluation that we saw that our taxes went up 300%. I wanted to know if the following issues were considered in that evaluation of a property evaluation. Number one, I wanted to know if the profit loss of the company that moved into that, our company, was considered, the lack of the frontage, because the evaluations that we saw was on the other properties, they all had frontages and they all had good access to their property and their businesses.
Okay. Was considered. To answer your first question, I don't have any information from you as to your profit and loss.
Yeah, that needs to be provided. And if it wasn't provided, we apologize.
Well, yeah. So if it isn't provided, we can't consider it.
Okay.
I mean, there. Okay. So
yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, then can that be presented or brought forth as of now?
You can speak to it, but we can't consider it. We can only consider it as testimony, not evidence.
Okay.
And this is an evidence-based hearing.
Okay, well, we can speak to it today, and I'd like to speak about it a little bit.
Okay.
You know, when we took over the company, it had zero employees, and we have developed it. Our tax report was in 2023. We paid $175,800 in payroll. And that was brought to the thing. And in 22, it was $138,600. So we brought revenue into this city. Our profit loss is not a negative, not a profit, you know, as of these last couple of years. And I know that doesn't have anything to do with the property, but the increased taxes do.
Well, let me ask the assessors a quick question that might help resolve some of your concern. Assessors, is this the sixth year of their rotation? Was this their evaluation year?
Yes. Yeah, it was.
Okay. Could you speak to that, how that works to the appellant?
What it is so we can't value it. We can't inspect. We try to update every year with the market, but we can't get out to every property every year. There's just too many of them. So we divide the county up into six reval areas. So for every property is on a 6-year rotation. So we won't be back out to your property for another 6 years. And then we'll reevaluate then. We try to do market adjustments in between, but the market has moved so fast over the last 5 years, it's been really hard to keep up.
What, a 300% increase?
But okay. The evaluation did not take any consideration whether it would do to an upstart company that went from zero employees to nine or ten.
Right, but what's happened is they're not valuing your business. They're valuing the property. Those are two separate things.
All right, the evaluation of the increase of the thing, the way it affects our business should have an effect, should have a consideration. So going up that 300% is quite a bit now.
Yeah, I don't know if you understood entirely what he was saying, but no. You probably had more modest increases for the last few years, and then you had this big jump, right? In actuality, yeah. What should have happened is you should have had more sizable increases along the way.
Yes. I agree there. And that's why I don't understand why it is. Because we had an evaluation 3 years ago an appraisal. And we can give it to you for 2021. That evaluation was 1.7 million. So, where?
Give you at 900,000.
They're only being appraised at $997,850.
Is that all we're being appraised at?
Yes.
I thought it was 4.1 million, our base appraisal.
Well, your tax assessment is 997,850.
Oh, okay, but how was that based off of what? Isn't that based off of that our land property increase at 4.1 million?
No, that's just what properties are selling for around you, what retail value is. But we only have your tax assessed. We have your land tax assessed at $839,490, and we have the improvements at $158,360 for a total of $997,850 is what we have your value at.
Oh, I was thinking it was 4.1.
No.
So where did that 4.1 number come from?
Where did that?
I have no idea. I'm looking at your appeal form right here. It's not up. That you guys filled out, and on this left side, right over here, you put in $947,850.
Looking at your assessment.
Your assessment. What is your assessment?
$997,850.
And that's consistent with what was on the change of value form that they also sent you and that you included in your appeal.
The cost, here it is, cost approach summary.
What's the cost?
No, that's what the assessor did. Just do you have the property record change card? Do you have a copy of the petition?
I did not.
So we might.
Do you have one there handy?
And if we thought we was being assessed off the 4.1 million.
We don't know what that number is. We don't know where that number came from.
You're breaking up on us.
Board of Equalization, you guys sent this to us.
It was in the evidence with the cost approach based on what the land sales were around them, but that's not what they're being tax assessed. They're being tax assessed $997,000.
Well, I think.
Well, but it still went up 300% from what
I think we're okay with that.
Okay.
I'm thinking it was a misunderstanding. I thought that's what we was based off of, going up 4.1 million.
No.
Okay. Well, there's a reason why I'm not an accountant and a businessman. I think we're okay with that.
It still went up though.
It still went up.
Went up 300%, no other way.
And again, that's part of the county process, the 6-year process. And it's because the land values have gone up so fast in the Tri-City area. Their statistical approach wasn't really catching up with what was actually happening. And so when they do the physical inspection, then they do look at property sales around you. They all said, oh my God, it's gone up more than we had in our system. So they have to make an adjustment. And so that'll happen about every 6 years. I mean, 23 and 24, property values aren't nearly as high. In fact, they've actually decreased a little bit. So for next year, you shouldn't see much of an increase, if any. So.
And then the other thing to remember is the years prior, like so in 2022, they were only taxed as $364,770. So while it might have jumped a lot this year, they were actually paying behind market the last 5 years.
Right. That's what I was trying to explain earlier.
Yeah.
It put a big hit on our company, is what we're saying.
It did, because
it hurt our payroll and, you know, the bottom line, basically. We're just.
Well. I don't know how to answer that.
Next question I would like to ask, if we could, while we're here, on the Saddle Mountain versus City of Richland.
The mineral rights.
Has that issue been resolved yet?
Does anybody hear?
Because apparently Saddle Mountain Mineral, they've approached us that they own the mineral rights and not the City of Richland. And apparently you guys are in a big lawsuit with them.
Not the assessor's office, not the county. We don't look at those mineral rights. We just look at the market value of the real property. We don't look at the business.
And then that didn't affect our tax increase this because of the mineral rights that we
no,
don't.
No, that wasn't considered
evaluation.
Wasn't considered
the mineral rights that the lack of we don't have the mineral rights, and the City of Richland doesn't have the mineral rights, and being sued by these guys, the Saddle Mountain Mineral versus City of Richland. That's a lawsuit that's going on right at it.
Well, we're trying to find out where it's
standing. Yeah, that'd be between the city and that company. It has nothing to do with the county.
Okay.
So, the mineral rights were not an aspect of your evaluation of your.
But should it be? Because if it goes south, and the City of Richland doesn't own it, and I don't own it, should that be considered?
Well, what I can say to that is the sales we used around you also that have sold like right next to you. Those also have that same factor, so it's factored into their sale prices.
Yes, sir.
And mineral rights within a city, I mean, let's be honest, is the City of Richland really going to let people start strip mining in the city limits? Or even taking gravel? The most valuable asset. And the answer is most likely not. I mean, it would be so expensive and there'd be such a public outcry. I mean, and it's speculative one way or another. Yeah, I mean, something that may happen, they may win, they may lose. Until something comes to fruition from that, my crystal ball's got a big crack in it and it hasn't been working for years, so I have to use math, you know.
Well, when these people approached us about buying the mineral rights, which we would say we was going to do it and we'd wanted to do it, and right now the City of Richland is fighting them for it. Because it's going to be a big chunk of change for us to buy these mineral rights from them. And they said until they get this resolved, but they showed us several cases, and we had our lawyer look up several cases at Gage and Leslie where they lost.
What is your title? What does your title say? Does it exclude mineral rights in your title? Mineral rights.
Our title, it does not reflect any mineral rights on our title, but these guys.
But it also doesn't reflect the absence of mineral rights then, right?
No.
So no. they're going to have, I mean, you've got a clean title to the property.
Yes.
And I don't know what, you know, this sounds a bit far-fetched on this mineral rights thing, but I would think the city, I think the city is going to probably prevail, but you know, I don't know what basis in which they're claiming this, but.
Yeah, we were subpoenaed by the city of Richmond.
For evidence.
For evidence on these people. So this case is an ongoing case.
Okay. At this point, it hasn't had any effect on your valuation of the property. I'm hearing from the assessors.
In the appraisal that you were given, was that a consideration?
Was that? 2021? That's my question. No, it wasn't considered in the paperwork we saw.
On our appraisal that we have.
But in the appraisal you paid for in 21, was there any mention of mineral rights in that document?
We did not ask
on that,
and it was said that there was no mineral rights on our appraisal either. No, so yeah, that was not considered either.
Well, what minerals do they think are underneath your property that's worth all this hullabaloo?
That's exactly what it is because I sell dirt and I sell rock. They're going to try to put a lien on saying that that's mineral that was, even though I buy it and bring it in, and I'm not lowering my property or selling any dirt or anything.
Yeah, so it's not coming from your property.
It's not coming from my property. So they're saying that that still might be an issue.
I think he would prevail in court on that issue.
I do too, but. I just didn't want, because I knew on Gage and Leslie with these people, they had fought and went to the Supreme Court and the city of Richmond lost. And I don't know who paid that. They was telling me like it was $500,000 or $750,000 that the city of Richmond had to pay them. And so we know that this is going on here. My property value is not worth as much as I would like to think it was, you know, that I'm worried about.
We value your land as if it was vacant, so not for the use even that it's being used as. So basically, we value it as if someone bought it and came in and put mini storages in or whatever. That's what the land value is valued as. So the use of it is, as far as the land value is, not really factored in.
Yeah, okay. And in the future use, future consideration, you're not going to be doing like any mineral.
We consider the highest and best use at this time to be as improved, meaning we consider the highest and best use of this property is to continue using it as it is being used currently.
As a commercial property.
Yeah, and the zoning restrictions and the other restrictions, the governmental restrictions would, you know, the reclamation or mining of minerals is not at all in our consideration for highest and best use.
You don't have any consideration at that.
If you struck gold, if you started pulling out 20-ounce nuggets, that might change.
Would reconsider.
Yeah, so I think you guys would have different worries if that were the case.
The last case that I had is the companies going in and around us has no bearing on my industry at all. It does affect the evaluation, I think, on my company, because it's not like industries. It's like if you had a flower farm or something that went in next to us, you know, so the companies that are around me have decreased my valuation. And I don't think that was considered, because no one's going to buy my company because there's five storage companies going in. What's the name of that other company?
Flex Space,
whatever. They're not going to buy mine because now I'm keyhoed.
we're stuck kind of in the middle,
in the middle of the
back of these people.
Yeah. Say these other industries. So did that affect mine? That was not considered in the evaluation of the companies going in and around us. That now I'm stuck back on a rock road, not a city road, and I'm with other companies that have nothing to do with my industry. You know, if it's a flower farm or an irrigation company that went in next to us, yeah, that foot traffic means a lot to me and my company and to the evaluation of my property.
Yeah, to repeat, and you know, we've gone over this again, but we're not valuing your company. We're valuing the land and yeah, and buildings. That's all. I mean, we don't put any value on the stock that you have there. We don't put value on the heavy machinery. We don't put value on your company owned vehicles. All we're doing is the land,
building,
and the buildings.
Yes.
We don't put a value on your gate. We don't put a value on your truck scale. I don't, yeah, you do have a truck scale.
I apologize for misunderstanding on the evaluation factor. I disagree with the 300%, but I think our company will be all right. I would like to see a consideration on our profit loss. If there's anything you guys can do for us today or reevaluate it, I would appreciate it because our company is still growing.
Well, you know, what you're asking is something called the income approach to valuation, which speaks more to the business than it does to the property. There's two other methods of valuation. One is the sales approach, which it sounds like what the county used, and that is the most preferred method. The second method is something called the cost approach. If they had to reconstruct the buildings using today's values on that property, what would that go for? And then there's the income approach, which is probably the least relevant to what you're doing. So it's the difference between selling the property and selling the business, if you can see the distinction.
Yeah. All right. Any help you can give us, fine. If not, I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate this time today.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want the assessors to present their package?
Yeah.
Okay.
If they can. Are they prepared today?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Larry.
Yeah, I can go. Yeah.
It'll help you better understand how they got to where they're at.
Yeah, so basically... as you know, you guys just had an appraisal done 2 years ago for 1.7, you said, and we're at $997,850. We have your land tax assessed at $1.75 a foot. And while you don't have road frontage, you have interstate frontage. From the interstate, you can see your property. Around there, the cheapest you can find per square foot is over $7 a square foot. So we have you way, way under even now, even with the increase, we have you under, you know, $5, $6 a square foot under on the land. So I think we're being more than fair with that. The sale right by you, the one you're talking about with the storage units, that's 6.5 acres. It borders your property. It sold for $2.7 million in August of 2022. And that's half, that's a little less than half the size of, or a little more than half the size of your property. There's, you know, another one on Riata right there was 1.3 acres, sold for $446,508. That's $7.48 a square foot. We can't find anything even close to the $1.75 square foot we have you assessed at. And with your estimate at the 290, you'd be at 61 cents a square foot. So we, you know, that's basically what we're going off of, just the land sales around you. Your buildings, there's money in there, but the main value of your property is in the land.
Yes, sir.
Well, I hope that makes sense to you.
I think that makes a lot of sense to me, and I think we're okay here.
Okay.
We're going to move forward, and I think this is a good exercise for us. So
I guess at this point, I'm not sure where we're at. Based on your comments, are you withdrawing your petition, or do you want us to write a decision letter? What's that?
Oh, after what you guys have talked to, and I don't know if I want you to revisit this. So we're withdrawing.
You're withdrawing. Okay, and we have that on the record then. So we don't need to write a decision letter then. Okay.
No, sir.
Okay, well, thank you.
We're taking enough of your time. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Before we go, Marisol, do we have another hearing, or are we all good for the day?
We're good for the day. I don't know if you were able to see my email that I sent this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, George and Chuck, just to remind you,